So right now, right in this moment, might I ask you, how relevant is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to the things that you're dealing with in your life? How much time do you spend thinking about what it all means to you here and now? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Over the years, we've developed a real fascination with police dramas on television. I guess they kind of satisfy our desire for excitement and intrigue, and I think, too, our sense of justice. Over the years, I've enjoyed quite a few, and mostly they end with the good guys winning and the bad guys going to jail. Although every now and then, an episode will end with the bad guys getting away with their crime. I really hate that. Even though it's pure fiction, the injustice of an ending like that, I guess, offends my innate sense of justice. I'm sure you're the same. So when we come to the historical record of the trial and execution of Jesus, which shows that Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor in Jerusalem at the time, decided that there was absolutely no reason to execute Jesus, hey, you have to be outraged at the outcome. Matthew chapter 27, verses 12 and 22. Then, when the leading priests and the older Jewish leaders made their accusations against Jesus, he said nothing. Pilate asked, "So what should I do with Jesus, the one called the Messiah?" All the people said, "Kill him on a cross," which of course is precisely what happened. Of Barabbas, the guilty criminal, the murderer, they shouted, "Free him." And of Jesus, the innocent one, they shouted, "Crucify him." The mob prevailed. Jesus was beaten, spat upon, mocked, and crucified. It was so unjust, so unfair. Yet strangely, God used that to satisfy his sense of justice so that you and I, like Barabbas, could walk free. It's so unfair. It's called grace. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It pays huge dividends in our lives, I think, to constantly circle back to the cross of Christ, to constantly allow ourselves to be filled with awe and wonder at the love of God through Jesus. And that's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.